This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The Illinois Shakespeare Festival has appointed an old friend to a new role. GLT's Laura Kennedy has more.
John Stark has deep roots at the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. Since 1993, he's designed 32 shows at the festival, beginning with an adaptation of Pericles. From shaping sets, Stark moves to shaping entire seasons at the ISF as its newly appointed artistic director. In his early years in theater, Stark trod the boards as an actor, but soon transitioned full-time to scenic design as well as teaching in the Illinois State University College of Fine Arts. Stark says, as a scenic designer, he's always been invested in every aspect of theater production.
I have a theatrical family. I'm married to an actress-director, Laurie Adams, which many people in the community know her and her work. My children are both performers. And so I've been always interested in the whole event of theater and involved with that, and especially the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. I think that it is exciting to be involved with this festival. It's been very important to me. I began in 1993, the festival, and I've done 18 seasons there. So it's been a large part of my professional life. And I've designed 32 shows, but every time I'm doing a show, I'm looking at the staging, I'm looking at ways to help my fellow collaborators, and all of that helps with the director and the whole production. I think my background in acting and being married to an actress, I think I'm very aware of the actor's need. Theater is the actor's craft, and they're our storytellers. They're the last, they're what brings a story to the audience. And so all of us, in a way, or in support of that activity, of the actor giving the story through the beautiful words of Shakespeare.
Well, coming to the festival in this new role, will you be drawing on the past work at the festival to guide you, or do you see yourself starting afresh?
I certainly am going to draw on a lot of the colleagues I've had over the years. I've worked with every artistic director except the founder, Cal Prittner. And so I have a lot of wonderful examples of different ways to do the work, but it will have to come from my own way of bringing it to the festival. So I'm certainly going to be drawing on different ways that they programmed productions, looking at the good ideas that they had. People like John Sipes, Cal McClain, Debbie Alley, Kevin Rich, all these artistic directors have brought different things to the festival that we will continue. There are also people I've worked with in the past that I plan to bring back, as well as bringing in new people. We're always bringing in new people to the festival from across the country.
Well, Kevin Rich was your immediate predecessor.
Yes.
He came from the Milwaukee theater scene, and a lot of the actors and some of the directors he brought from Milwaukee. And then we also had Cal McClain, who was artistic director for a while. He had deep roots in the Chicago theater scene, so he brought a lot of Chicago artists in. Do you see yourself as drawing from a particular talent pool with regards to the festival?
I think that most of my experience would be more in Chicago, but I also have pretty deep roots in St. Louis as well. And I've done a little bit of work in Indiana. So I think that I have sort of a regional sort of bent, but probably heavily relying on the Chicago area and my experiences there. I've also recently traveled the country to other Shakespeare festivals and talked to and also auditioned actors from those festivals, and very excited about meeting them and drawing from those festivals.
Well, in recent past, there have been more new plays that have been going on at the Shakespeare Festival. First of all, do you intend to continue that trend? And have you also thought of perhaps commissioning works for the Illinois Shakespeare Festival?
I do. I'm very attracted to new plays, and that's exciting. I was involved with the first time the Q Brothers came with Q Gents. It was a very exciting work. And this last summer, we just produced
Romeo,
I Heart Juliet.
I Heart Juliet. That sold out before it even started.
Right. Though that was probably some of our most recent commissioned work. Probably in the next couple seasons, we'll be looking at commissioning work and for our TYA show and some of those productions.
We will TYA look, is Theater
for Young Audiences, which we do as a free production during the week and on Saturday morning. That's probably where we'll use that sort of idea for next season, at least. But I am interested in new work. I want to find ways to bring new work in, as long as we can also make it financially viable for us to, you know, attract an audience to the festival. Because number one, I need to support the actors and the performers and the whole company in producing good work. But we also have to take a look at the finances and make sure people are coming and make that all work out, too.
Well, you just mentioned the Theater for Young audiences. Do you intend to expand festival outreach? Do you have any new ideas there?
The thing we're talking about mostly is taking it. We've been performing primarily in the Bloomington-Normal area. We want to also expand out to the other regional cities of Champaign-Urbana, Decatur, Peoria, and Springfield. We see that all as that whole central Illinois as a big opportunity, an opportunity. We feel that Bloomington-Normal, of course, is our base. They're our heart. They're our heart and soul of our audience is right here in this community. But we want to draw further out to those other areas, and part of that will be looking at ways to take the TYA show into those communities and attracting, making people aware that we are here. We feel that we're the number one professional theater company in Central Illinois, where we have an equity company of professional actors, and that we're on the map. And so we want to make sure that all those communities know about us as well. And TY is one of those ways to do that.
See, that's the interesting thing about the Illinois Shakespeare Festival is it's not just about art. It's not just about theater, but it's about tourism as well.
Sure.
It's that bringing people into Bloomington-Normal mm-hmm. and getting them interested in what is going on in that theater that you had a hand in designing out there at Ewing.
I did. I was the liaison between the College of Fine Arts and the Illinois Shakespeare Festival with the contractors. And so I was on site just about every day when that was being built. And so I had a hand in planning it and also then seeing it through the end construction phase, which was an amazing process because it got all done from one season to the next. We did not lose a season. And that's kudos to the contractors. And they're highly motivated, and this community stood behind it.
I loved how when they were just digging, you know, and just getting the base ready, it was like I would drive by and it would look like an ancient Greek theater that was being excavated. I really liked that.
It was. And they dug down there and found the tennis courts that it was originally built on. And that's where it was first built, was on the tennis courts of the Ewing Manor. And so that asphalt blacktop was still there. But we dug through that and put in this new facility that is a little more friendly to the actors backstage than it used to be.
It has. It's positively luxurious compared to the way it used to be back there. What does that feel like to you? You're the man who helped build that theater, and now you're at the helm as the captain, so to speak. What does that mean to you, John?
Well, first of all, I'm very proud and I'm very honored to be in this position and to have the trust of Dean Gene Miller and Janet Wilson, the producer of Illinois Shakespeare Festival, who is also in the School of Theater and Dance. And to gain that trust means a lot to me. But I also know a lot about that building, and I have a few ideas about some physical changes and upgrades that can help us in small ways. There's also a certain amount of maintenance we need to do because it has been 17 years since that was built, which is surprising, right?
It doesn't seem that long.
Like yesterday. Seems like yesterday, but it has been 17 years. So there's a little bit of upgrading to do, just having to do with weather and mm-hmm. all those sorts of things. But there's a few things I want to do in that way to upgrade and shape the space slightly differently than it has been. And I think I know a lot about how that can be done because I've seen it from the construction phase to working there as a scenic designer for all these 32 shows that I've designed there. And then any season I was not designing, I was attending and watching.
That's John Stark, the new director of the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. John Stark's wife, Lori Adams, has appeared in the festival along with their daughter, Anna, and son, Nathan. They cut their acting chops as youngsters there. One of the many plays designed by Stark at the festival is Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. Here's Mary Catterley singing a setting from the text. The song is called When That I Was.
Knaves and thieves, men shut their gates for the rain, it raineth every day.